Common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey, everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for staying with us through the intro. And if you're just joining us, well, welcome. Remember, we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And really, there was pretty good revelations there in the intro, wasn't there? First of all, let me say this. I'm not a Tucker Carlson fan, and I'm going to repeat this. I am not a Tucker Carlson fan. He ditched Trump when questions about voter integrity should have brought up. He never talks about voter integrity. He talks about mid-level issues, period. But is he being spied on by the NSA? No question. There's no question. And so globalists are preying upon themselves. So I hope you enjoyed that presentation. Anyway, we've got a new set of issues that we're going to cover here. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. That's right. We've got Bob Griswold here to talk to us about this. But before we join Bob, we've got to pay a couple of bills. Number one, you're going to hear famine is close at hand. The UK has already warned their people about this, although they didn't use the word famine. They may as well have used the word famine. And this is going to be a staple throughout the world. And don't think because you're in America, you're immune. The meatpacking plants are still closed for a reason. The food supply chain is in terrible trouble. We're eating next year's harvest. We can't use most of our farmland now in the West because of the drought. I could go on and on and on and on. And let's not forget the lovely Bill Gates. Lovely Bill Gates, friend of Jeffrey Epstein, owns half the farmland in America. What could possibly go wrong? So you need your storable food. You need storable food. MPS gives you the best opportunity here of 2,000 calories per day, folks. And the food is tasty. I've tasted it. It's fine. I could live on this, and there's lots of variety so you don't habituate to the same food. And there's 25-year shelf life attached to this. There's a special available, too, 25% off. And that's available. You can read all about that at preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And we're really pushing the food hard because when inflation hits, folks, you're not going to be able to afford to acquire these supplies. And that means any of the prepping supplies, but in particular food. Food is in the process of being used as a weapon against you. Act accordingly. Preparewithdave.com. I say this too. I went from being an advertiser to a customer of Noble Gold for a reason. I realized my butt was hanging out there when the bad stuff hits the fan, and the bad stuff is here. Everyone is saying, Henry Dent is saying, hey, guess what? The market's going to crash. And then guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They keep going on with these new proclamations of economic disaster, and all of them are accurate. It's just a matter of which one is going to get us first. Well, you can step out of the way by taking care of your assets. If you have assets to protect, Noble Gold can help you. They have helped me. I feel prepared going into what we're going to do. I know most of what I have is going to survive. The question is will yours truly survive in these new times? But my assets will. And if you have assets to protect, you owe it to yourself to call Noble Gold. No pressure. They'll just have a conversation with you. You'll have to push them in the final step because that's how they're trained. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And then finally, one last thing. Communication. Listen to me carefully. When they, in this country, decide they're going to lock us down, it's going to be because we start rising up. Oh, things like the audit could trigger this. We are going to see false flags of biblical proportions. General Flynn, to everyone else I know, is talking about the false flags that are coming. You will lose your ability to communicate. One of the best ways to continue to communicate is through a sat phone. And I'm going to ask you to look into this because it's inexpensive. It truly is. I pay 1/4 the cost of what I pay in my cell phone bill. How do you get your sat phone? How do you find out more? Give them a call. They'll walk you through it. They're friendly. No pressure. 855-980-5830. 855-980-5830. Those are our three sponsors plus one add-on we'll talk about later in the show. And why are we doing this? I turn down 90% of the advertising that comes my way, and not because the companies aren't good, aren't because the products aren't good. We're picking products solely on the basis of audience need. What's our demographic? What do I think they're going to need? And that's where we focus. And that is 100% of the way that I make decisions. Plus, I work with ethical companies. Well, Bob Griswold is here with us on the radio side. He's a frequent guest, a weekly guest on our TV show. And I told him, I said, you know, Bob, we still have a bigger reach on the radio because we go out to all the podcast services, and they're huge, and the distribution is phenomenal. We're still on our two radio networks, our home stations and then the affiliates. So the reach here is really good. And what we are going to ask Bob to talk about here today is what he sees from his survivalist perspective. And he's the owner of readymaderesources.com. And we'll talk to you a little bit about that before we go. But Bob has one of the best prepping, if not the best prepping organization in the country. And from his expertise, he's going to tell you, folks, this is zero hour. This is where we're at. This is what we're looking at. And this is biblical. Bob, welcome to the show. And this show will not be for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
Well, Dave, you know, right now, pretty much nothing is for the faint of heart if you're paying attention. Mm-hmm. I just read another story that the second FBI agent was arrested for sex crimes against children. I mean, you know, Dave, 10 years ago when you mentioned things of that nature, people would just roll their eyes and go, oh, my gosh, this happens only in the back alleys of some, you know, low-rent disc, you know, apartment houses with just drug addict people doing this to children. But, you know, our whole society, Dave, right now is saturated with just absolute perversion and degeneracy. And what it's causing, we just see, Dave, I say this prophetically. We see in real time right now the wheels coming off the machine. Not only the wheels are coming off, but the camshaft is failing. The pistons are broken. The gas is polluted. I mean, the oil has not been changed in, you know, 100,000 miles. It's gooey. Everything that runs the engine is just breaking, polluted, and it's I have never seen anything like this ever, and it breaks my heart in a lot of ways because I just know the human suffering this is going to bring. You mentioned the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Well, let's start at number three. That's famine. You alluded to it at the beginning of the program. And first of all, Dave, I want to tell you it's a pleasure to be here. I just enjoy being the dialogue you and I have.
Yes,
well, I think we have a very common viewpoint on things, and even though we might disagree on a few little things, but I mean, overall, we have, you know, a very common view and a common goal. The goal is to warn the American people of the judgment that is coming to this nation, and in some ways to get them spiritually prepared that they get right with the Lord. Second, that they surround themselves with, you know, men and women of valor, good men and women, men who build them up, women who build them up, and, you know, not cowards, not skinny boy jean men, not liars, traitors, you know, all these people that just are everywhere, but really that we direct them to people who they can look up to and say, you know, I want to be like that. He's be what I want to be like, Mike. I think Michael Jordan. You know, we want to have men and women of faith that we can look to and say, I want to be like that. I want to be like that. And then the last thing is, you know, we need to get ready because the third horseman of the apocalypse, famine, and I'm going to read it. And I looked and behold, a black horse. Black represents death. And its rider had a pair of scales. Now remember that, a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard what seemed to be a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius and three quarts of wheat for a denarius. A denarius was basically a day's wage for the average person. And do not harm the oil and the wine. The scales really are very important to pay attention to there, Dave. They allude to this careful measuring of food. You know, you don't need to measure everything out specifically, especially in the context which that is being described at, that, you know, you're working for a quart of wheat for a day's wages. So food will be carefully measured out. It'll be, and they only do that is because it's in times of scarcity. Every grain of wheat gets counted, you know. And we see increasingly food being used as a weapon of war, a weapon of compliance. And so, you know, the third horseman of the apocalypse brings great famine to the earth. Okay, so now with that in mind, let's backdrop a little bit here. We see going on in the world today and in the United States out west a millennium, a thousand-year drought going on. I mean, the Missouri River, lowest it's ever been. The Lake Powell, since that Hoover Dam was built, the lowest it's ever been. We see farmers not being able to get the water to grow crops. And things are just dying. I mean, they're dying because of lack of water. Farmers can't get water to grow the food they need. There's no rain falling, and we are in a mega drought in a lot of part of the country. Well, that's going to manifest itself in famine. And on top of that, with the cyber war, we just read somebody tried to pollute one of the California water supplies. You know, so we see this happening. And on top of the famine, Dave, on top of the water shortage, excuse me, we see this outbreak of massive amounts of locusts around the country. That so if it isn't being killed by the famine, it's being eaten by the insects. So, ladies and gentlemen, please take this seriously. You know, I've served the Lord since I was, you know, late 15 years old, and now I'm almost 66. And I'll tell you, the Bible is always true. So you can say, well, Dave, maybe he's just trying to sell something. Bob, maybe he's just trying to sell something. But listen to what the Bible teaches, because it will always be proven true. And I read it again. And I looked, and behold, a black horse, and its rider held a pair of scales in his hand. And you would basically work a day, a whole day, for a quart of wheat or three quarts of barley. Now, it also says, do not harm the oil and the wine, meaning the rich, the uber rich will always be uber rich, and they'll be able to afford it all. You know, let them eat cake. While we starve, they'll be eating cake. And they know it, because, Dave, what is the purpose of the famine? They state it openly in their goals and objectives, and that is to greatly reduce the population of the world. So through starvation, when you start to starve, your body becomes open to disease a lot better than if you're eating normally. You have a healthy immune system. You know, you can put off, you know, a lot of times sicknesses. You know, if you're weak, if you haven't eaten, and your body's more susceptible to, you know, the infections that they're letting loose on the world today. Now we have to see this new Delta variant.
Bob, let me say a word about the Delta variant. Okay, I'm not saying it's not real. I'm not saying anything specific about it, but there's a stunning lack of supporting data. It is just take our word for it. We're the government. We're the health officials. Shut up and do what we say. We don't have to tell you anything. We don't have to prove anything. And that's how I see this Delta variant.
Well, it could be. But again, I don't put it past them, Dave, to continue to release pathogens. We see them doing it in Africa. They've nothing hidden that they want to reduce the African population through Ebola and all these other diseases. They use basically Africa as a petri dish with people or the media that they use to infect just to see what happens. Ebola is one of the things that they continually use. But so, Dave, famine is coming. It's here right now. With the food inflation is astronomical to begin with. But corn has gone up over 100%. We see grains going up, and with this drought that is taking over half of our country, we're going to either have to import the food, which more and more nations are trying to hold on to because they're suffering their own famines and crop disasters. So we are going to face in this country where you go down and you measure very specifically what you can get, and hear those words, what you can get. It's not what you want to buy, it's how much they will sell you, because I guarantee you there'll be minimums. If you have a family of three, you get a pound of hamburger, if you can afford hamburger, probably can't, soy burger, put it that way, soy burger, a week for your family, and that's going to cost you, you know, four or five times what a pound of hamburger costs today. So people are going to find their budgets stretched to the limit. Probably can't make their mortgage payments because the order of way it's going to go is basically people are going to have to eat and drink. That's where your money goes first of all. You can have the biggest, nicest house in the world, but if you don't have any food, you're not going to keep it very long. So you get the majority of the income we see is going to go away from housing into people buying just food, the basic necessities of life. I was in Karachi, Pakistan one time, Dave, and this mother offered to basically sell me her daughter for, you know, some money, American dollars, and we think, oh my gosh, that's horrible. That's horrible. Well, do you know, Dave, in this country right now, millions of children daily sell themselves to provide the basic necessities, including food, that they need? We think it's horrible when it happens over there. We look at the bloated bellies, that's horrible. But Dave, more and more, it's happening here. As more and more families fall below the poverty line because we've spent money like drunken sailors and hyperinflation is kicking over and taking over our economy, and it's going to collapse. The economy is going to collapse, and then, you know, food will be unavailable at that point. That's why we tell people prepare now, because food is going to become unavailable. It's biblical. You're going to work all day long, and you're going to get just enough for you. And I mean, it's not going to be, you know, the nice food that you can normally get, a nice hamburger with French fries and a Coke. It's going to be, you get wheat, add some hot water to it, and you get cream of wheat. That's what you get today. So that's the third horse of the apocalypse right there that you mentioned. If we go back to the first one, it's conquest. And again, Jesus spoke of wars, rumors of wars, conflicts, racial tension. It says nation against kingdom, kingdom against kingdom. It means race against race, you know, people group against people group. There's only one race of people, that's humans, but people group against people group. And so we see that happening. And with every war comes about, so on top of the famine, because of the drought we're experiencing, war always brings famine because you can't grow. What is grown, the enemy sees it as a strategic weapon, food. If you can destroy the food, people can't fight. So, crops are destroyed, burned. It's been done throughout warfare from the very beginning. You cut down the fruit trees, you cut everything down that can produce the energy people need to conduct warfare. So we see this conquest in coming out on the planet. I mean, we're on the brink of World War III with several nations, and we have the weakest president we've ever had in office that's inviting. I mean, he's actually going out of his way looking for the bully, saying, please beat me up. I mean, it's not even that he's trying to hide from the bully, which, you know, that's what a lot of people do. They try to go a different way so they don't have to meet the bully, and the bully beats them up and takes their lunch money. This guy is actually looking for the bullies, saying, you know, abuse us, take advantage of us. And we're aiding our enemies. I mean, what we imported zero oil from Russia under Trump, and now we're importing, I think, 15 million barrels a day from Russia. I mean, what in the world? We could have taken, you know, gotten it from across Canada out of Alaska, finished the pipeline, maintained our energy independence. But no, we go back to the Russians, and we all know there's kickbacks and money involved with that. But at the end of the day, we see United States and China. I mean, over Taiwan and other issues, we see conflagration coming there. Definitely with Iran, we just bombed Syria. The Russians are in there. The Iranians are in there. And so we see these global, you know, indicators that a major war is coming across the globe. So, again, why? Because they admit it. Dave, I mean, can you imagine me admitting, saying, you know, I want to go to this city and kill everyone in it because, you know, that's not a good city. People would sit there and have me institutionalized, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I just think we should go over and kill all these people because, you know, they're not good people anyhow. We'll just kill them all. But yet these Bill Gateses of the world and these uber wealthy people of the world openly state we need to kill, you know, 7 billion people or 6.5 billion people to make the planet more habitable. For who? For them. I mean, they don't want to kill themselves. They want to kill you. And so I would say, by definition, I think you would agree with me, wouldn't you, that is demon-possessed insanity? To say you want to kill that many people?
Well, we know the globalists are demon-possessed, but yes, it's one example of that. Let's go back to the concept of the four horsemen. So we're talking about one. Is there anything else that you see that's biblical with regard to this topic?
Absolutely. The last one, listen to this. And I have to attribute this to Steve Quayle. Many, many years ago, he brought this up. The fourth horseman, it says, "And I looked up and saw a horse whose color was pale green, verde. Its rider was named Death, and its companion was the grave." Dave, when I say green today, what do you think of?
Well, the new green deal. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you know, they're going to use this green deal. Under the green deal, they want to eliminate people. Under the green deal, they want to eliminate all kinds of transportation, fossil fuels. And we know when that happens, the only reason we can sustain a 7 billion person population on this planet today is because of fossil fuels. I mean, you cannot put that many people out in a field and have them, you know, grow wheat. You just can't do it. You get these mega farms running on petrochemicals, and they can produce enormous amounts of food. But you take that fossil fuel away because we want to go green, and billions die. I mean, that's the only way you can state it. And so, you know, you look at this, I mean, this is, to me, it was stunning that it was a green horse. That's the widespread death. And famine comes with it, and with that green horse, because of the green energy deals and all this green technology stuff they want to keep talking about, climate change, all that, we're going to see billions die. And I do use the word billions. And because it says there, these two were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, famine and disease and wild animals. And it says, and hell follows closely behind them. So this is what the four horsemen of the apocalypse are. We see them riding. Yes, you can hear their hoof prints on the ground. All you have to do is be wise. I think we were talking yesterday. You know, the scripture in Psalm 103, he made known his ways unto the Moses, but his acts unto the children of Israel. And again, in Daniel, what talks about the wise will have understanding, but the wicked will be foolish and go on to perdition. You know, if we adhere to wisdom, if we adhere to the truth we know, if we adhere to the facts we see, Dave, we will understand what's going on. We will prepare for it, because we won't be deluded or deceived into thinking, hunky-dory, everything's fine. You know, the government's going to take care of us. Look what they're doing. You know, we are at the precipice of the greatest disaster humanity has ever seen, Dave, and most people are on their way, you're just singing kumbaya. They think everything is fine. I mean, I know you are, I know I am, I know many people are called all kinds of foul names because we try to warn people of what's coming. And yet, history's on our side, facts are on our side, the Bible is on our side, just empirical observation is on our side. The historical observation, what's happened in the past, is on our side. And yet, somehow, we're the conspiracy fear-mongering, you know, people that are just trying to scare people for some reason. But yet, all those data points are on our side. It's there. All you got to do is just look at it. It's there. And yet, we deny it, or the majority of people deny it. And in that denial, it's like the five foolish virgins. You know, one day those people are going to wake up, and Wiggly Piggly, their grocery store, is going to be closed, or it's going to be on rationing, and you're going to have your, you know, your vaccine certification card, and you're going to have your digital wallet dollars, because paper money won't work anymore, and you're going to sit there and go, I think my neighbor has some food. Maybe he'll give me some. Because I was foolish, and I can't get it. Or I can't get what I need. And you're going to go into your neighbor's house and probably be met with the business end of a weapon. because he's going to say, listen, I don't have enough for your family. I have enough for my family. And that's it. So you can be wise and have wisdom and understanding right now and understand the biblical cycle we're in, the historical cycle we're in. You can observe the empirical historical data of what's coming before us, or you can be the person who just wants to sit down, grab some ice cream, and watch the latest vomit of the day on whatever media you choose to watch it on and think everything's fine because the governments could take care of us, even though they've spent, well, I don't know, I've lost count, Dave, how many trillions of dollars Biden has spent in 150 days in office. But it's, you know, I mean, if the with the infrastructure deal, which 80% of it's going to go not to infrastructure but to, you know, political hacks, you know, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. Again, this is an empirical thing, Dave. It's not something we're guessing at. Well, gee, if I take my credit cards out and max them to the limit and go get more and max them to the limit, I mortgage my property, I do all this, I go out and buy some real expensive cars that I don't put anything down on, and I go bankrupt. Why did that happen? Why did I go bankrupt? Well, that's what the majority of American people do right now. They can't see it coming.
Okay, so we're at two. two of the pestilences, okay, with current events applications. What about the other two?
Well, I mean, again, I covered them briefly. We see, you know, the number one expenditure of the planet today are for purchases of items that kill people, weapons of war. You know, Joe Biden, you know, F-15s and nuclear weapons that he's going to use on the American people. Dave, I've been to most of the arms, major arms shows on the planet, okay? You name it, Dubai, Paris, Abu Dhabi, all over the planet. You know, just I've been to them, England. And I'll tell you, it's really an obscenity when you watch these things because you just see the resources of this planet, the vast majority of resources of the planet. I think, you know, the defense budget is the second greatest expenditure, probably the greatest expenditure when you think of all the hidden money and black money that goes into the Defense Department. But and it's true with most nations on the planet. The most of the money is spent on the items that kill each other. Again, I just remember going to these arms shows and seeing, you know, just they'd always have their eye candy selling it. I mean, beautiful women, you know, in slinky little dresses and, all, you know, all this stuff. They would be selling these, you know, tanks and planes, ships, guns, rifles, whatever it is. You know, and you'd see the generals and all the uppity-ups of the countries coming, and they would be looking around buying it. If they made a deal, they actually had a lot of times brothels that came with them, so the general could, if he made a deal, he could get some type of favor done. But when you think of that, what we're spending this money on, the resources of the planet are going so that my nation can kill other people. We're not doing it for peace. We're not building infrastructure. We're not, you know, trying to, you know, build space programs where people can go and explore our solar system. We're doing it so people can murder one another wholesale. And so, you know, when I look at that, it's called a data point. When I look at that and understand compared to, you know, where we're at with the first two horsemen of the apocalypse war, I understand it. It's a data point I cannot ignore. This world is arming itself for Armageddon right now, and the weapons that we're arming ourselves with, it's gone beyond nuclear weapons, even though I do believe nuclear weapons will be employed, but just the computer-based asset warfare, where we shut nations down, turn their power grids off, turn the food off, the food can't get to the market. We see the ability to do that clearer and clearer every day. And that's, Dave, that's why you tell people to buy food, because we know it's coming. This is not guesswork. This isn't, you know, a crystal ball. This isn't tea leaves. This is empirical data that we see happening. Dave, I've been to those shows. I've seen these people buy billions and billions of dollars worth of, you know, equipment to kill each other, to kill their neighbor. you know, their neighboring country. And keep in mind, democide, death by your government, is the number one death rate for all forms of murder. It's your own government killing you. So when the government says, you know, nobody has need of those weapons of war, well, let's look who's killed the most people with those weapons of war. Who's killed more people with AR-15s or M-16s? Has it been civilians or militaries? Well, it's by far militaries. So, I mean, if they want to really do gun control, let them start with themselves. They're the biggest murderers there are. You know,
it's really clear they want to disarm us because they want us defenseless so they can do what they want with us.
They want to come and murder us.
Exactly.
So, again, we cover all the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And like I said, we hear the hoofbeats on the ground of these horsemen coming. They're there. It's not guesswork. As I've said, this is empirical data points. I mean, empirical means observable. There's two types. You have a repeatable exercise, Dave. Okay? That means if I drop a ball 32 feet per second, that's going to happen every single time. You know, that's going to be what it does. And then, so that's observable science. And then there's historical observation. You know, I don't know who, you know, nobody saw the Eiffel Tower being built, but we have all the plans. We have pictures of it being built. We have all that. So that's historical observational science. But both those sciences right now, what we observe historically, we can go back in the past and look, you do this, this, and this, and the bad stuff happens. And then we actually see it happen in real time right now. What's observable and repeatable is going on right now, so we know the outcome of it. So again, I just can't stress, this is not guesswork. This is reality. On top of it all, you know, I go back to the spiritual aspect of it, of the Bible, that God says two things he really uses the most to get a nation's attention and to judge them, and that's famine and water. And again, locusts eating our food. We see all over the planet locusts eating food. Right now, I was reading a story that a lot of the water that's coming out of Lake Powell, it's so low, there's actually sediment in the water. So people having to filter their water because it is that low. And, you know, with the low water, lack of water, people can't grow food, famine. So, I do this, and it's not to scare people. It's to wake people up, to let them see the lateness of the hour.
I think you need to stress one other thing, though, the intentionality behind it all.
Well, we did cover that briefly, and that's the fact that, you know, again, if I said, well, I'm going to go to Phoenix, and I'm just going to murder everybody there, you know, people would look at me and go, this guy's dangerous. He needs to be institutionalized. You know, he needs to, you know, have the white coat put on with his arms tied behind his back and put in a padded room. But at the same time, we watch so many of the world's elites saying the exact same thing, but not just with a city like Phoenix, but with the world. You know, I want to come back as a bacteria so I can kill most of the world. We need to reduce the population of the world to 500 million. That's the Georgia Guidestones. It's there, right? It's not something I'm guessing at or conjecturing. It's there in chiseled in granite. There and over again, they're saying we need to reduce world population. And are they doing it? Well, Dave, yes. I mean, just look at the food people are eating. It's killing them. Look at the medications. I mean, the vaccines. I mean, how many enlarged hearts do you need? How many people do you need that have died? Will we still inject people with a non-FDA-approved vaccine? You know, when I was growing up, I was always told, just have the moral courage to say no to illegal drugs or drugs that haven't been tested. And yet today we're being told, you know, well, don't object to it. You can't object to it. You have to take this illegal vaccine or this vaccine that's not been tested, and, you know, you might or might not have a reaction to it. And we don't even know, you know, in the long term if you'll have a reaction. I mean, some people are having this magnetic thing going on in their body, enlarged hearts, strokes, heart attacks. You can read the stories daily, but we don't know in the long term what will come from it. So, I mean, they say they want to kill all these people. We see the food doing it. We see the medicine doing it. We see people, we were talking before the program, and you said, why aren't people resisting? Why aren't more people standing up and saying, I've had enough. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Because, Dave, they're consuming the food, the medicine, the entertainment of the enemy. you know, if I can put you in a room, if you're my enemy, and put you in a room and just play the same stuff over and over again, loud music, indoctrinating things, you know, eventually I'm going to break you down and make you be on my side. I mean, it happened in the Korean War. The North Koreans were very effective at turning our soldiers, and that was the genesis of the whole MK Ultra project. You know, see what it took to make people do all kinds of weird things and even hurt themselves. We found it out, and that's what we've done on a massive scale in this country. We don't educate, we indoctrinate. We don't cure, we medicate. We don't feed people healthy food. We just stuff them full of just absolute garbage boxed food. And so we see this large-scale machine of death, you know, cranking out to where, you know, I think 100 years ago, you know, there might have been one in a couple hundred people that had cancer or something. Now it's one in 20. And all these degenerative diseases just keep churning out more and more people, killing more and more people. And the thing is, they realize we don't make money on healthy people. We don't make money on dead people. We make money on sick people. So that's where they want to keep you. Sick in mind, sick in spirit, sick in body.
Well, we see lots of evidence for sick in spirit, that's for sure. And the cultural revolution we're going through, the Maoist cultural revolution, is as degenerate as anything that's ever been on the planet. In the darkest days of Rome, I don't recall reading about some of the things we're now seeing.
Well, Dave, they couldn't do it because the technology gives us the ability to do it. When I was watching Craig Sawman's Sawyer's video, Contraland, pedophilia, it used to be maybe some inner city, you know, in the poor section of town with the drug addicts. We always used to think of maybe it went on there. But, I mean, you watch that movie, it's just middle-class America. He put a girl on the dark web, and within like a week, or I forgot what it was, but a few days a week, 5,000 people requested her. See, the technology gives us the ability to do this now. And Rome didn't have that technology. We have the technology to escalate and proliferate evil unlike anything in the history of the world. So that's what we're seeing happening. And more and more people being sucked into this, you know, perverse and degenerate culture that we're in. And we have a very, very unhealthy culture, very sick culture. It's dying quickly. I watched the Olympics, these people are trying out for the Olympics, and we have people going to the Olympics from this country who burn the flag, who turn their back on the flag if they win. You know, one transsexual person said, you know, I want to win so I can burn the flag on the stage. I mean, that's a sign of a very sick society. And again, it's God's judgment, it's nature's judgment coming upon us. So what do? We always give solutions. You know, I think on the last one we did, I said, you know, it's past time to get your food. We haven't done it. You're just so far behind the power curve, because I'd say within 6 months, Dave, it's going to be rationed. Food will be rationed.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be game over.
Yeah. Water. You know, being able to store some water. I told you the other day, my wife was going around Knoxville. She couldn't find bottled water. She finally went to Lowe's to get something, and he goes, they didn't have any bottled water. And she said, well, where's the bottled water? Well, we can't get it right now. You know, we've talked about communication, ammunition, night vision goggles, solar, meds. You know, and those, some of those cost a bit of money, but how much money do we spend on cable TV every year? How much money do we spend on beer or cigarettes every year? How much money do we really just waste on just stuff we shouldn't be spending money on? And you know, when you're looking back on this 2 years from now, and the pantry's empty, or you're having a standing in a government line, and you know you're going to get some type of high starch gruel food, and you look back and go, you know, I didn't need that $80,000 car. I could have got a $20,000 car, and used the rest of that money to buy food and stuff with. I didn't need to live in this mega mansion, you know, where I just had to impress my neighbors. I could have lived in a smaller home and use that for food. I didn't need cable TV. I could use that for food. hindsight is always 20/20, is what they say. Well, there's going to be millions of Americans like the five foolish virgins who look back and say, you know, I wish I could, what I could have, should have, would have. I wish I did. I could kick myself in the butt for doing this. I wish, you know, please help me. Whatever it'll be, but it'll be too late at that point. And so, the time to prepare is past. Time to prepare. And on top of it all, we have this grand. We talked about a grand deception coming. There's so many things being disclosed about alien technology right now. And aliens. It's going to be the grand deception. It'll be the grand diversion. You know. Look over here, don't look over here while we do this. It's coming on humanity as a perfect storm. You know, the indoctrination, the shortages, you know, all these things that are in the deception, it's all coming on humanity right now. And that's why we tell people, the only place I can stand is on the firm rock of Jesus Christ, because that rock will not shift. That rock will not move. And if my feet are on it, I'll be safe and secure on that rock. Everything else, if you put your trust in anything else, it's going to be shifting sands, and you're going to fall for whatever they tell you. Dave, can you believe how many people are falling for the perversions? And when science says X, Y, we want to deny it. I mean, you can't change biology. It's physically impossible. It's empirical science. You can't change. But people are doing anything they can to deny what is absolute reality. And last time I checked, that definition was called insanity. And national insanity has taken over our country.
Yeah, well, it truly has. And the bottom line is, with all this, is that we're approaching, like I said, I alluded to earlier, we're approaching levels of behavior that we have never seen in America. And like I said, with the decadence in Rome, we didn't even see some of these things here. I'm just stunned at what we're seeing, but the four horsemen are definitely on the loose. Some of it's in the early stages, but it's definitely here. And yet, Bob, I'm going to make an estimate. 2/3 of the country right now are still blissfully ignorant, and they're not going to even know what hit them.
Well, again, there's five foolish virgins. But Dave, I'm going to say something here, and this is going to probably shock a lot of people. You know, 10 years ago, if I just said pedophilia is widespread, it's in our judges, our police forces, our clergy, you know, in our schools, it's just widespread. It's you know, in the upper politicians, everybody's practicing this pedophilia. I know, because I watched Steve Quayle talk about this, and I even mentioned it at time, and people would sit there and go, "Oh my gosh, you're no way." But we found out, yes way. So I'm going to say this: when the famine hits, we already see it being conditioned cannibalism. Now I know people are going to go, "No way." And they're going to look at me and go, "Oh my gosh, Griswold's at it again." You know, but I'm telling you, cannibalism is coming to this country, and it's going to be celebrated. We already see in several places in the country right now, they compost human bodies for fertilizer. You've seen that, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't listen. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I've actually brought this up before myself. You know, one other thing that you mentioned, too, you mentioned schools. There is a new development. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but the UN has officially come out against homeschooling, and they're calling on nations to outlaw it.
Well, of course they are, because they want to get a hold of your children for several reasons. First of all, they're perverse. They have this perversion that they need to defile children. I mean, they want to sexually defile your children. And the school system today is one of the major accesses they have to an endless supply of young, innocent children. You know, you saw where Biden took off the FBI requirement that, you know, people working on the border had an FBI background check. That got done away with. And there's already massive sexual abuse on these children coming across the border anyhow, which it's not by accident that all these children are coming up here without parents. I mean, Dave, think about it. What is it, the movie Back to the Future, McFly? You know, think about it. They're bringing these children up, you know, plane loads, bus loads of them, and no parents. How'd they get here? Just walk? I mean, you know, they're being brought up for perverse reasons, purposes. And so with that said, you know, they want to get rid of homeschooling because, you know, you control your children at that point. You, they, they, that, that, that pervert or the communist does not have access to influence the mind or abuse the body of that child when you homeschool. And, you know, homeschoolers, it's shown over and over again that they come out better educated, better socially adjusted people. You know, we homeschooled our son, Joshua. He's, you know, finishing his schooling now. So he's graduating from a very difficult school at Liberty University high school program. He's going to have his pilot's license in very shortly. He's helped me build numerous structures on our property, so he's learned how to build a house, wire a house, do the plumbing. He's learned all that. He's learned how to do organic gardening on our property, and he even helps quite a bit in our business. I mean, you tell me a high school educated, government school educated person who will have that resume coming out of high school.
No, but they'll be able to give you the three levels of woke.
Yeah, three levels of woke. They'll be able to tell you about, you know, the 500 different genders, and, you know, they'll tell you they hate you. You're my parents, but I hate you anyhow. They'll be able to do all that. But, you know, I'm not bragging. Well, I am bragging a little bit on my son. But that's just a story that's repeated over and over and over again for homeschoolers. You know, you produce successful children that are achievers, that haven't been sexually abused, that haven't been mind raped by the communist. You know, they homeschool's always been in their sights. It's, you know, they want to get rid of that like they want to get rid of the guns. They hate it.
Yeah, they're going to move on it. They say that parents are teaching their kids a warped view of the world. Wow. Well,
you know, Dave, when the insane look at the sane, they think they're insane.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And that's what it is. The insane are looking at normal people saying, well, they're not like us. They must be insane. But the insane people don't realize they're the ones that are insane.
Well, we have a few minutes left, Bob, and you have one of the best prepping organizations out there. If you were to tell people that they need two or three of certain products, what would you tell them?
Well, Dave, obviously the food and water, that goes without saying. But, you know, I state this over and over again. If you do not have night vision, you're not truly prepared, because half the day is night. And that's when bad people are going to do bad things, and you're going to get caught with somebody that's coming on your property trying to injure you, and you won't be able to see them at night. It's not a cheap item. This is why we offer financing on it, first of all. But it is the one piece of equipment that when you have it, you can defend yourself at night. All kinds of things you can do with it. Most companies right now are telling people, you know, on good night vision, good military-grade night vision, 90 to 120 days, sometimes 160 days. You can go to the websites and they're actually saying it. But we have quite a few units in stock. In fact, for the 4th of July, I have some very, very high-end units I got a deal on. Very good. The white phosphor, we got them marked down $800 over the normal cost. And I can just tell you, anybody who's bought night vision who's never looked from it, go to the website. You'll see all the reviews that people put on my website. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. It really is spooky how good you can see with it. So that's one thing I tell people. I would have that no matter what. And I know you mentioned the sat phones, but all forms of communication. A shortwave radio so I can listen to what's going on. You know, even the little handhelds you get at Walmart, you can listen to what people are saying. Communication, sat phone for communication, talking to people, but also listening is equivalently important, that I know I can listen to what's going on, because I want to gain the intelligence of what's going on in my area. It's area study type stuff. We've gone over before what an area study is. I want to know what's going on. I want to know who's talking in my area. I want to know if they're talking about me. I would say that's super critical, and I would be more than glad to help anybody work through a communications program. If you don't have meds, you know, just I'm not talking about, you know, prescription meds, but even stuff that you can get at a pharmacy, ibuprofen, Tylenol, Imodium, you know, triple antibiotics, some bandages, things of that nature, things to deal with burns. If the grid goes down, people are going to start using fire. And most people they think it was childbirth, but in the colonial days, the number one cause of death among women was fire, because they were cooking. They had linen, light linen clothes. They cooked with animal fat and flour, highly flammable. Linen was highly flammable, and they were cooking over open fire, and they would actually catch on fire. And, you know, knowing how to deal with burns is extremely important. I always tell people lavender oil is an extremely good thing for burns, but learning how to deal with that. But those are some of the things I would say to people. But night vision is critically important. Communication is critically important. And then right now, you know, I agree with Joe Biden. You're not going to take on the government. You're not going to do it. I mean, they do have nuclear weapons and F-15s, and as stupid as it sounded for him to say that, they do have it. But you're going to be dealing with a lot of people who get hungry, and they don't mind killing you to take your food. So
no, I couldn't agree with you more on that, Bob. How do people get a hold of you?
They can call me at 800-627-3809. Again, that's 800-627-3809. And I'll take the time on the phone with them, Dave, to come up with a plan for their family. Do you have children, young children? Do you have adults, older adults? Where do you live? Is it cold, hot? All those things come into play when you devise a family preparedness plan. And I'll spend the time talking with you about those items. But or go to my website, Ready Made Resources, all one word, readymaderesources.com.
You know, you never can control random luck, but the ability to survive what's coming is possible. But unfortunately, most people won't even take the opportunity to do so.
Chance favors the prepared mind.
I know. It just, and the Bible warns us about this. And then we add to the fact we're going to have the great falling away, which I've already seen evidence of in my own church, or I should say former church. Yeah, it just doesn't end. Bob, I want to thank you so much for joining us here. And again, Bob, his website is, I just drew a blank.
Ready Made Real.
Oh my gosh, senility is here. Oh, I got the Biden disease. Anyway, Bob, we got to scoot. Thanks so much for joining us. Take care.
God bless you, Dave. Thank you.
Okay.